from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Klubnik lets it go deep, and it is intercepted by the All-American Malachi Starks. It's the first turnover of the game for either team. And it comes in the building where Starks made an impressive debut against Oregon 2 years ago.
That is absolutely ridiculous by Malachi Starks. I mean, he played it just like a wide receiver, and yet he's in coverage.
I do think the play I saw him make today may be one of the best defensive football plays I've ever seen live in person. I've seen a lot of them on TV, but that one, you know, he twisted and tore his body, and how he could find the ability to go find that ball and get it is
It looked like his first game in that building.
Better
except
catch.
It was the other sideline.
Better catch. Malachi Starks interception or Michael Harris Saturday night. Better catch. Which one was better?
I'm going to go with Malachi.
You think so?
I
think Mike's was better.
Mike can do that. Mike can do that again.
Malachi did it again.
I know.
They're both incredible. We don't have to pick. It's picking between your kids.
Yeah, man. But no, that was a hell of a play by Mike.
It wasn't
Malachi.
A bad throw.
And then you look
it wasn't
at
really
it because the star, I forgot who, the star, Malachi played star yesterday, which is.
Pretty, yeah, Janelle Aguero.
Yeah,
was
he got hurt. And so Malachi played the star position and was just outstanding. I mean, the dude was great. The young boy Bolden played his tail off.
Yeah.
He played his tail off.
He made
off.
One play in the first quarter, and Kirby was like, he's not coming out.
He played his – boy, he played well. True I tell you else who played good. Old-ass Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, he saved a first down. Mm-hmm. Came up and laid the wood on the receiver, man. Yep. I mean, but, yeah, Malachi's just unreal. It sucked to see Mykael Williams get hurt, but he had an outstanding play. And then he got hurt. Guy comes across. Now, I didn't think it was a dirty play. I didn't realize that they had took that play out of college football.
Illegal,
because I've done that plenty of times. Mm-hmm. But it was more like on the thigh board, you know,
right.
guy coming through the hole, you chop him down.
You have to come straight at him.
Yeah.
You can't come from the side.
You can't come from the side and do it. But, so it was unfortunate he got hurt and everything. You hate it because it seems like it's something that may linger. He's not playing this weekend. He's not playing this week. We know that.
No. What it sounds like, just reading some of the folks that are in on it, and obviously we'll talk to Brandon Adams about it in about 10 minutes, grade 2 ankle sprain. Yeah. Kirby said he doesn't expect it to be long-term.
Right.
I would, if I'm just kind of guessing or betting, I would guess he's back for the Alabama game.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you
doesn't play this week, doesn't play Kentucky, then they have a bye, and then he plays Alabama.
Yeah, and you hate that.
Well, you hate it because his numbers by the end of the season are going to be insane.
Exactly.
He played – Before he got hurt, he was playing good.
He was playing really good. He was out there whipping tail. Mm-hmm. And so you saw that. A couple guys went down in the game. You lose your right tackle. He went down. But, you know, that was always the biggest thing. To start the season, when you have such the expectation Mykael has, you don't want to go linger. Because everybody's like, what's wrong with him? Well, I mean, ankle. He's not himself. He's not 100%. Yeah. You hate that. Big game. Trevor Etienne does not play. Might not play this weekend. But I don't think the distraction, whatever you want to call it, it wasn't there at all. They were fine. Branson, he just ain't played football in a long time. He's not played football in a long time, and it was just not there like it usually is when it's time for him to hit the hole. Young boy did. Frazier, he hit the hole. It was quicker. Like the 2 yard gain that, you know, Branson got because he's strong as everybody, that keeps turning to 4.
Yes. Yes. Nate Frazier was hitting the hole better. He was obviously getting the getting more yards per carry, had a touchdown, could have had 2, but he kind of tripped on his own feet. I think Branson Robinson is going to be so vital later in the year, though, because he's such a physical runner. He's going to grind teams down. Yeah. It's like, who is it? Like they kind of used
Holyfield?
Holyfield. They kind of used Holyfield
Zeus.
Like that, and then Zeus.
Yes.
Yeah, they would just grind the clock in the third and fourth quarter, and I feel like Branson Robinson eventually, as he gets sort of healthier and more up to speed, coming back from not playing football for a couple of years, is going to be really vital.
I thought tight ends played.
Nate Frazier was insane. Yeah,
I thought the tight ends played.
He didn't have a great game.
He looked like he was confused.
Yeah,
because you saw a couple times where Oscar
Lawson Lucky played. Lawson awesome.
Was awesome. Because you know why? Because they let him do what he does.
Yeah,
let him run routes. Let him catch the football. Mm-hmm. He's okay trying to hold up, but at a certain time, you got to put him in a position where he can just hold up and don't got to be the main guy at the point of attack. He played awesome. That damn wide banana route was so nasty. Just the way he sold it and got out of it. I thought Oscar Depp played tough.
Didn't have a catch.
No, he had one.
He had a target.
Had a target.
Didn't have a catch.
I thought, but as a group, but yeah, the young boy from Stanford, he just looked uncomfortable. And that's like, you need this kid to play well. But
he'll
get better. Yeah, he'll get better. But it seemed like every time it was like they were trying to tell him, hey, you right here, and mm-hmm. everything like that. Obviously, the transfer receivers played really, really good.
Yep.
Lovett had a nice play. So, I mean, I just thought overall, and Carson was good. Carson wasn't great. Carson was good. That says more that he's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get better.
It wasn't a surprise to anybody by game time that Etienne didn't play.
Right.
I still think it's meaningful, like, for Kirby to actually do that.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have to do it.
He didn't.
And a lot of other programs wouldn't. I mean, Ollie Gordon ran for 1 million yards Oklahoma State.
He did.
And he actually got a DUI. Etienne pled down, and it wasn't that. It was a minor in possession, whatever. Could have played. It wasn't a. I saw them saying it was a handbook thing, like it was. But no, it was a decision.
No,
like,
they put it on the handbook.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought. Anyway.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play this week too, again, at some point, there was going to have to be a bigger public statement mm-hmm. about discipline
mm-hmm. Instead of just running
more so than handle it
extra running and all that other
this,
stuff.
That, and the other thing for Etienne to miss that game again. Obviously, they didn't need him. They won by 31 without him. But that's not the point. The point is, if you do dumb stuff that you shouldn't do in this program, you're going to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the narrative had been that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you wanted, and you weren't going to get in trouble for it. And I think you knew that wasn't true because of kind of what you know is going on behind the scenes. But I thought that was an important public statement for Kirby to sit him.
Yeah, I mean, it was something. And you remember, I started like twos. I was like, we heard nothing. I just don't know if he's going to play, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And you know... the young man, he atoned and said, I'm sorry, and all those different things.
Oh, no, he's done all the right stuff. But that doesn't mean...
It doesn't mean that you don't get...
It was one of those things
where that was maybe a singular incident, maybe, and all the other stuff wasn't there.
I agree.
It's a possibility he probably would have played. But Kirby, after all the other stuff, these kids still speeding and all that other crap, he just decided to go ahead and do that. But, you know, Smile Monday played really good. That damn linebacking core for Georgia.
Yeah. They might have the best linebacking core.
And they're interchangeable because a lot of them play. Like, four dudes played.
They're so fast.
And they're so fast.
They tackle.
They're fast. They're sound when they tackle. Like,
if a Georgia defensive player, and this even goes for corners, like if a Georgia defensive player touches you, you go down.
Yes.
And you don't fall forward.
They tackle.
Yeah, they tackle.
They tackle. The only thing was Humphreys out there, my man on the edge at corner 12. I'm like, he's still a little shaky to me. Now, I don't think that was pass interference at all, and I'm glad they picked the flag.
I didn't like it because
the dude pushed off and everything.
Then they did get with Ellis Robinson.
Yeah. I like Ellis.
He's going to be
Ellis
a very
gonna
nice
be a
player.
Good player, man.
Yeah, he was fouling people.
He's going to be a good player, man.
He was out there fouling people.
He's
going
to be a good player. But yeah, it was good to see the Dogs, the defense flying around, and you know, like Novocaine, it'll take its toll.
They played 11 true freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. 1 by 31.
Yes.
Against Clemson.
Without
maybe their best offensive player.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Georgia keeps rolling.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.